Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday last week, the Federal Open Market Committee issued a statement at the end of its latest regularly scheduled meeting. That statement included the horrible announcement that, quote, the committee decided to keep the target range for the federal funds rate at 0 to 1/4% and expects it will be appropriate to maintain this target range until the labor market conditions have reached levels consistent with the committee's assessments of maximum employment and inflation has risen to 2% and is on track to moderately exceed 2% for some time, unquote. Translated into plain English, the Fed is still pretending that consumer prices are still rising less than 2% annually, which continues to be contradicted by this month's data of the larger increases in the Producer Price Index, the Consumer Price Index, and the Import and Export Price Indexes. Although the Fed's intentions to drive up the rate of increase in consumer prices were the same as it has expressed for at least the past 6 months, this announcement last week shook investors and the public. The U.S. dollar index that day experienced its largest one-day decline in more than a month, settling at a nearly two-week low. Within 12 hours, the price of gold rose by 1% and silver jumped 2%. Within 24 hours, the interest rate on 10-year Treasury debt rose by 5%. By Friday morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, Standard & Poor's 500 Index, and the NASDAQ were all down at least 1% from where they were when the Fed statement was released at 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Previously, these indices had been setting new record highs almost every day over the past month. By the way, this drop in the stock indices occurred despite the efforts of the U.S. government through the use of its Exchange Stabilization Fund, which is explicitly authorized to manipulate stock markets, and the actions of the 24 primary trading partners of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. When the Federal Reserve openly promises it will drive down the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar, you need to act to protect yourself. Physical gold and silver, anyone? That's it for today. Come back here next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.